candidate. I came to Honolulu 1935. And that is the time I stay here already. 1935, 1936, I did not work. End of 1935, 36 to 1937, I did not have work. I try again. I test again the power of the Federation. You see.
And what did you do?
Well, I just suroy-suroy
sa
kalasangan.
Did you fast?
Huh?
Did you fast in those days?
Oh, fast. I went to the wilderness without home, without money.
You went to the Kalasangan, that's the,
you see.
Do you know that?
No.
That's the forest.
You see. For 3 years, I was the youngest among all the members who do that yard.
How many went with you? What year was that?
1935.
From 1935 to 1937.
35 to 1937?
Yeah.
And who were your companions when you did that?
Plenia was here, Ampiris one, Kagas one, Ugatis, Sisto Baguio, Santos Balansal.
Ugatis went with you?
Yeah, they were the first.
Yeah.
I was one of the latest who went. And I was the youngest.
Which, where is this, Mike?
This was on the Big Island?
In Honolulu.
In Honolulu?
In Waho.
Where, what mountains did you go to? Waianae?
Any place.
Like,
we go all around.
And how did you survive?
That is just like discovering the island. Well, that's pretty good.
Camping?
No, there is another.
Survival.
Was it considered to be a mission?
That is a mission, testing the power of God.
To see if He would permit you to survive.
Yeah.
Is it like a mystic, Tata? Like,
it is just like agermitanyo.
Ermitanyo, right. That's
yeah, that
mean.
Is the proper word of that.
So how that mean, okay, go ahead.
What is in your mind lives God. Because you cannot do that job without God, you see. That's a godly job.
Who encouraged, how did this start, Tata? Could you tell me?
Well,
when it started, this going?
That is only for you. That is from your wish. Not compulsory. Nobody told you to do that.
Okay, but was it suggested? Who started it in the Federation? Is there one person or a group of people who started?
That was started in the mainland.
Uh-huh.
Through to the introduction of Mr. Reyes.
Uh-huh.
You see. But they could hardly do in the mainland because it is very cold.
Uh-huh.
That's why those from the mainland, like Ampere Dem, Ogatis Dem, came over to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Those who got long hair and continue to do that job here.
Uh-huh.
You see. And they succeeded until the master called us to work again to cover all the balance of the offices of the Federation.
Can you estimate how many were you?
We
maybe when you were all together.
We are about 49.
49?
Yeah.
In your group? All in all?
In all.
Okay, and who were the people who started it? How many were they at one time when they... You said you were one of the latest who joined.
Mm. Well, not much, you see. Not group by group. Those who wanted to secure spiritual knowledge.
Yeah.
When then they are going to discover exactly if the prediction of the Federation is true or not. You see, that's why they do that. We did that. Because it says in the Bible, not only you can live not only with bread and butter, but by the words of God. It is just like this again. How much more God will care for you? The birds have no more house, no more food, no more the kind, and they can live. How much more for you people? So we try that. If the birds can live without money, without preparation for food for tomorrow, without house, why can we not do that? So we try that.
Okay, but how did you prepare, Tata, or who prepared you for this, those people from California?
No, nobody. It is only my own wish.
So it was a spontaneous?
It was my discovery, you see.
Yeah, but I mean others, Tata, who organized, was it organized? I mean,
what?
You know, the, like going into the wilderness.
Was,
like,
did the group have a leader?
No more leader.
No leader. Everyone
no more leader.
Was the same.
It is a discovery.
Yeah.
Would it
no,
be
I understand
the sign,
what you're saying.
Would it be in the sign like the word Tahas?
No, Tahas.
That's
if you are giving the warning for some hidden treasures like that, or anting-anting, you got to go there.
That's for Tahas. Or this is
but you are going to get that anting-anting. But the Tahas is the one guarding that one. If you can pass through the Tahas, if it's big snake is guarding that, that's
yeah,
your
that,
Tahas.
That's
if
tahas.
You can
that's
go through,
yeah,
you can take
your...
that.
Yeah.
You see.
But so this is not a Tahas because it's a, just
this
a discovery. Yeah.
It is only experiment.
It's a mystic
experience. Experiment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did, along the way, did you also pray?
Oh, of course.
Did you sing?
Well, when you are there alone, you can do something to make you happy. Singing like that, singing in your prayer, calling the help of God. You see, you because when you are there, you are singing. You are singing for God. When you are praying, you are talking with God. Isn't that true? Whenever you're free, that means you are talking with God.
Did you go everywhere together, or did you go off in small groups?
Oh, I go myself.
Oh, you were alone?
Oh, yeah.
But then, was there a place where you met?
Or oh, sometimes we meet some places.
But mostly you were off on your own?
Different place.
Was
different
that true
place.
For the others,
yeah.
too?
When we happen to meet there, we have, we got to talk.
Were there specific places where you only went?
Any place.
But it was out in the wilderness, is it in the mountains? Does it have to be high?
Well.
Or somewhere outside of civilization? I'm trying to understand that.
Well, forget that. I can explain you all.
I can explain you all.
But even then, there are a sign here by Dr. Rizal, 12 of them. I know one is still there. Some failed their mission.
What do you mean by failed? You mean this going up to the mountain? Some failed?
They failed because plenty temptation when you do, that is godly work. Plenty temptation. Like following the principles of the Federation, there are many temptations. You see.
So what would have those temptations be? Like those who failed?
Well, money is one temptation. Wahinis, pleasure. All vices are temptation. That right?
Yeah.
Would you have stayed in the mountains and not come down if the Master didn't call you?
Oh, sure, because I feel very happy there. That's my glory.
You would have, but he called you down.
No.
How did you know that he called you down? Or did he call you down?
He assigned. This man is in charge of us.
Bagong Yuta.
Yeah.
Was he with you in the mountain?
No. You see. But he has the communication with us through to his spiritual knowledge.
I see.
You see. And the one working for him, his co-officers.
Who is that?
Are the one to come and look
for you.
For us.
Ah.
When he have seen one, it is we have the we easily to communicate one another.
When you meet.
You see.
Who are his officers who are working?
The co-officers is they passed away already.
You remember their
name?
One is Barawis.
Barawis.
Yeah, and Bulawan.
And Bulawan. Yeah. Both of them are alive.
Yeah, Bulawan.
Barawis is still alive.
Yeah, Bulawan.
They were the officers of Bagong Yuta.
They were the chairman was passed away already, that is Lobreco. The queen, Lobreco, passed away. But his co-officers is Bulawan and
Barawis. And they look for you when?
And one was in the Philippines, Fidel, the one who came here last 2 years ago.
Did the master know that you were in the mountain?
Oh, of course, because
of course.
We cannot hide anything from him.
Yeah.
Whenever he come here, he pass over here. Usually want to see us, so we come down with dragging clothes.
So you would come down?
Yeah, attend the meeting.
Attend the meeting.
Spiritual meeting, secret meeting. Because when the master was here, the meeting are, we have a material meeting that is called the general meeting. When the master wants to talk with us, the spiritual, the material, cannot come in our meeting.
Yeah.
So at that time there was a division already between the material and
yeah.
the spiritual.
When was
no,
the beginning of the spiritual division?
That was in 1935.
So that's late already. Before you went up to the mountains, there was already a spiritual.
Yeah, there was already 1934.
Who was the first director of the
spiritual
division?
Bagong, this is the director.
Of the spiritual division?
Yeah.
But he was in California, or was he?
Yeah. In 1931, he is here.
Mm-hmm.
When he left for the Philippines, Bagong Yuta came to Honolulu.
Yeah, from California.
Yeah. And then he is the one who taught us the spirit, the principles. After that, his right hand before was Mr. Quiñones in Molokai. You know Mr. Quiñones in Molokai?
Raimundo.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the right-hand man of
Bagong Yuta. But when Bagong Yuta was sick and went to the hospital, it's not exactly sick, you know. There are some complex between the material and him.
Mm-hmm.
They give him some suspect, and then he was sent to jail.
Ah.
And then he was sick, they went to hospital. So after that, Mr. Quiñones, because he's the right hand, took over, and he wanted to take his place. So that was split again, the spiritual. And Mr. Quiñones' party became the liberal, you see. He organized his group too, Mr. Quiñones. That's why the master called him liberal group. He was sent to Molokai.
That was when the liberal group got started, when Quiñones
started. That was in 1936, if I'm not mistaken.
But the master still accepted him, but he made him a separate group.
Yeah. He gave him the privilege to organize his group.
In Molokai.
Yeah. And all the spiritual members before, there are some questions among us. To whom do you stay?
Oh.
Quiñones or Bagong Yuta? That is the question.
Bagong Yuta.
It is similar right now on the foundation, you see.
What happened to Bagong Yuta? He went first. There were some plots against him by the materials, and he went to jail. And then he got sick and went to the hospital. Did he come out of the hospital then?
He went back again to the jail.
To the jail.
Yeah.
And then what became of him?
After that.
First of all, Tata, what did he become sick of, and what was this plot?
Oh.
And why did he go to jail?
You know. When during Quiñones' time, we have a children home. All the kids are in the children home. You see, they are teaching the principles of the organization.
Are these children of federation members,
yeah,
or these orphans, or
no? The federation members.
Okay.
They are gathered to one home. You see, there are some delegates already. And they accuse him that he is fooling around with the delegitas. But there is no evidence. You see.
But who made the charge?
On the material side.
Who?
The material side.
Do you remember who was in charge of the materials at that time, who might have made that plot?
Oh.
Was this during the time of Mr. Arado?
No, Arado.
Before Arado.
No, they are not.
Who?
Not the officers.
Yeah. Who, Tata?
Those belong to the spiritual group before, but they came double cross, you see.
Oh, that's different story.
Yeah. So they make something so that they can put him in jail, you see.
So were they the ones who made the complaint to the government?
Yeah, they are the ones who make the complaint.
The police.
Yeah. They examine the girls, no more evidence.
Okay, and then were they the parents of the children? No. These people who made the complaint.
Some parents, some are not. You see.
Uh-huh. And they live here around.
They live in Wahoo.
Uh-huh.
They live in Wahoo.
Okay, and then what happened to that? How did they make the accusation?
Oh, this is that they have been. They told him that they have been fooling around with the girls.
Yeah. Yeah, with the delegita.
Because of jealousy, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because not only, you see, because of jealousy.
Uh-huh.
So he went to the jail. He make a good record in the jail. He went to the hospital, make a record in the hospital.
Okay, why was he sick, Tata?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe he got a sickness in the jail.
Yeah. Okay, and then after he got sick in the hospital, he went to jail. Back to jail.
Yeah. When he was in the hospital,
he
used to come in our apartment, give lecture.
He could go out of the hospital then?
No.
Yeah, okay.
This is a good story, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We will.
He come out without any permission to hospital. They expected that he is there. You see. Mr. Colliado did not believe. He's lecturing in Kalihi.
Yeah.
You see. He went to the hospital, he is there. He went to Kalihi, he is there. You see.
Was it his spirit or was it him?
Him personally. Mr. Colliado is in doubt of the work of this.
Uh-huh.
He went to the hospital, he is there. He went to Kalihi, he is there.
Yeah.
You see. Just like Mr. Ordista, 1931, when they are accompanying here, three of them, long hair, Dibu Halewa. The car passed them someplace in Honolulu. When they reach Honolulu, the car, they are in Halewa. See, it was a miracle.
And it's not Bagong Yuta, it is Bagong Yuta.
This is Bagong Yuta.
Yeah.
This is Bagong Yuta.
Yeah.
What I'm talking is about George Ordista.
Yeah.
Because they have the power those days.
Mr. Ordista was also one of the original.
Yeah, he's one of the original. He's the campaigner. They usually give miracle during the strong campaign of the Federation in Honolulu.
In the very early days.
Yeah, early days. But now they cannot do that already. You see.
So, Bagong Yuta got out of the hospital and then he returned to jail. What happened to him after that?
when he was in the jail, he organized a group to go in the Philippines. And that was the time he got the release. They sent him home to the Philippines.
They deported him?
No. Because of the sickness. They sent him home.
Oh.
But he made the group for him to make the settlement in Lima or Samal. So with him, he got four companions. We sent him there. We sent him there to build up the settlement.
So you paid for it, you contributed to his transportation?
Yeah, we collected money for them to buy the place in the Moncada settlement.
In Samal?
Yeah, like the one when we bought this.
Who were these four who went with him? Do you remember their name?
Yes, Mr. Fidel Acidilio.
Acidilio?
Yeah. Filipino Gracias, this one. Tranquilino, I forgot the family name. And other Florentino, I forgot the family name too.
Were all four of them Visayans also?
Yeah, one is Ilocano.
One was in Ilocano.
Yeah.
Which one was the Ilocano?
Felipe Duglacias.
Was in Ilocano.
Yeah, he's down in Ilocano.
But the other four were, the other three were?
Yeah, Visayan.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to say one other thing. Is this the beginning then of the Samal colony?
Settlement.
This settlement
was
the beginning,
that
and it grew from that point to become quite large.
That is the beginning of the Samal colonization.
When did Bagong Yuta die, and was he in Samal when he died?
I think he died in 1937. I don't know exactly what year he died.
Did he die before the war?
I think after the war.
After the war.
I think after the war.
Was there contact between Bagong Yuta and Papa Reyes?
Oh, sure.
In the Philippines.
Oh, when?
See, like Papa Reyes was there already in the.
We had they had a contact when Mr. Papa Yuta, Mr. Reyes did not pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Reyes passed away first, and then Bagong Yuta.
Where was Papa Reyes when he passed away?
He was in Damsalan, Lanao. That was the first colonization in Mindanao, not in Samal.
I don't think we were clear. What year did Bagong Yuta go to Samal from Hawaii?
That was in, I think, 1938.
After you came down from the mountain?
Yeah, we are working here already.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I think, we should go back to the mountain.
Yeah.
Is it because I think I wanted to know one more thing, or maybe several things. Why did you come down from the mountain?
Oh, because
I wanted to.
Bagong Yuta asked our help, voluntary help. You see. If we are willing to cooperate with him, because the master said the office is now involved with DEP. So that is the principle of the Federation, keep out from DEP. So please, he told us, if you are going to help us and give your strength and go and work to cover the DEP of the office. So, because we trust in him, we do, you see. But we did not come down in one time. First group, we are 24, you see. I'm one again, you see. Those 24 are strictly spiritual. They don't like to show their hair but they need physical examination before we are going to work. He does not like to move when we go to the doctor. Again, because all the older than I does not like to move. And we accepted already the destiny, the calling of the master. Why we disobey if we are, it is, if they are going to take physical examination? So I went ahead, take everything, and then there is follow me.
Cut your hair?
No.
Just
open, because we used to have a cap wherever we go night time. Sure? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
To keep your hair hidden, but covered up inside your cap, like Mr. Felipe does now.
Yeah. Even Felipe, he is with us.
He was with you in the mountain.
Yeah. I was the one who go first, and then all of them follow me.
Yeah.
You see. Because this is not, you know why we used to put cap before, is this. Before only us who have long hair. It is a wonder, just like wonder, that any man that has long hair is just like surprise to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
To keep out, to keep the outsider in accident, especially just driving, you put your hat.
Oh,
so that
yeah.
No more accident, you see. But it is not prohibited to shoe.
Sure. Did you also have people laugh at you or make fun of you?
Oh, sure. They make fun of us. But the one who saved us from too much discrimination are the House of Davis, the baseball players who came to Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the House of Davis? All long hair mustache men, those are all howlers.
Oh.
And when did they come to Honolulu?
They came here in 1936, I think.
And they all had long hair?
All long hair, long mustache.
And they played baseball?
They played baseball, and they are the champion all the territory.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, they call us House of Davis.
Oh.
You see?
Besides
House of Davis, they call us Moncado.
Yeah.
Right. You see?
That's what they call you, Moncado, not Moncadista.
No, Moncado. Moncado.
Yeah.
Anyway, all members of the Filipino people of America are all Moncado.
Yeah.
You see.
When did you first start growing your hair? I don't think we have.
That was in 1935.
1935.
Yeah.
Was that just before you went up to the mountain?
No. Before I...
Before you?
He was in the Big Island.
No, in Honolulu already. That is how I look like.
Oh, yeah. What year was this photo?
I think that was 1938 already. When I take my naturalization, I have long hair, just like my daughter Evelyn, curly. Nice hair, not bald head.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, right. You have beautiful hair now. It's really the in.
But no more in the top, really.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's nice, yeah. So, okay, like.
So then you came down in groups of 20. You came down in a group of 24.
Yeah.
You applied again for work. You had to take a physical examination.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you all go, to the same place to work, or did you go to different places?
We are first introduced to Lanai.
Mm-hmm.
The manager of Lanai wanted accepted us there, but there is one again who opposed, because they are ashamed because we got long hair, long beard. One member again. That was the former secretary of the Moncado Foundation, Dumangas.
Dumangas.
He was ashamed of?
Yeah, because he was the field boss in Lanai at that time.
Oh. But he, was he a member of the Federation?
He is a member.
Yeah, but he was embarrassed because you were
long
spiritual.
Hair.
Yeah. You had long hair.
And they belong there. You see. Mr. Dumangas passed away already.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Mr. Dumangas?
No. Yeah, I saw his name, yeah.
See. He is the one.
What did he do, Tata?
He made the petition to the boss because he's a failed boss. I don't take those people. They just came from the mountain. They just not know how to work, they said.
Hmm.
It is true. We...
Did this
discriminate
deserved,
us.
This must have made the master upset because he wanted you to work.
Well...
Did the master know this was going on?
Oh, yeah. Before this happened, even this quarreling, that was predicted in the early days of this time. So I don't...
You're not surprised.
I am surprised what is happening in the organization. Those are predicted before, ahead of time.
Okay, so what happened, Tata, when you went to Lanai, you didn't get the job?
No, no, we did not go.
Oh.
So they go to Waiawa, Hawan Pan. So that's the place where we are hired.
Uh-huh. So all how many of you?
24.
24.
Yeah, we are split. 12-12, you see. The 12 goes to Robinson too.
Uh-huh.
And 12 goes to Atay. That is in Burrito by the cults. I was in by Atay.
Uh-huh.
Who arranged for your job? Who was able to get you this job?
Oh, the office holder of the spiritual division contact the managers of the kind plantation.
Who was that at the time? Who was
that? That was Mr. Lubrico.
Lubrico.
Lubrico.